I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of protesters in Pakistan are clamoring this week for Asia Bibi's execution. Bibi, a Christian wife and mother, has been in prison since 2010 on blasphemy charges. Last week, Pakistan's Supreme Court heard Bibi's final appeal and reached a decision, but they're keeping it under wraps for now. Bibi's case points to the vitriol that Pakistani believers experience every day. To encourage our persecuted brothers and sisters, Mission Cry recently sent a Pakistani pastor some Bibles and Christian books, both for adults and kids. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry reflects.
The pictures that we have are just so powerful in seeing the kids' face and seeing how happy they are to get the word that they wouldn't be able to afford.
Pray that Pakistan's believers cling to their faith. And in closed countries, the gospel has to be brought in undercover. The Jesus Film Project's Kerry Kennedy says technology has helped the work do just that.
If you can imagine the Jesus film being shown back in the day with a generator, big sound booth, a truck traveling into a rural area, now is all comprised in a 17-pound backpack. Everything is contained in the backpack, and it's a very simple tool that's basically helping accelerate ministry all around the world.
The Jesus Film Project has connected with partners in closed and remote areas. And though the backpack initiative is only 4 years old, it's grown rapidly. Now the ministry is mobilizing the gospel in 1,600 heart languages and seeing whole communities come to Christ. What's more, they just got an ask for 250 backpacks. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.